More than 5,000 Australians gathered outside Sydney's iconic town hall, waving Palestinian flags and chanting slogans in support of people in the besieged Gaza Strip. They chanted Free Palestine while political and religious figures delivered their speech, condemning the US and Australian government for their silence on the situation in Gaza.
Mr. Obama, Mr. Abbott, you claim allegiance to Jesus above all others. Jesus is standing on the beaches of Gaza, grieving with the mothers of dead Palestinian children, and yet you say nothing.
While the Australian Foreign Minister has defied international condemnation against the Israeli regime's brutalities and illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, the Greens have called on the government to act responsibly according to the Geneva Convention when referring to these settlements.
Australian Greens National Council note that 2014 is the United Nations Year of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. Calls on the Australian government to use its position on the United Nations Security Council to acknowledge the Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories are illegal and in breach of the Fourth Geneva Convention, and that Gaza has been under an Israeli military and economic blockade for 8 years.
The vast crowd of protesters, consistent of Jews, Christians, Muslims and other faiths, marched through Sydney's central business district in a scene captivating the Sunday shoppers. They stopped in front of the US consulate, condemning White House in its military funding to Israel and what is believed to be a war crime.
And also to our government, that we deplore the fact that they support Israel, irrespective of what they're doing. There are war crimes going on there.
While the Israeli invasion of the besieged Gaza Strip continues, global support for the Palestinian grows. However, in spite of worldwide condemnation and outrage, Israeli atrocities continues, claiming more lives, and it's not clear when the bloodshed will come to an end. Hamid Farajulay, Press TV, Sydney.